Hello, my name is Christina. How may I assist you with your PC service today?
Christina is in India and is responding to queries about personal computers from callers all over the world. She's one of thousands of Indian call center workers answering queries on behalf of banks, computer makers, all kinds of companies based in the West. In Britain, this has prompted a series of protests by workers who fear losing their jobs. They even compose seasonal jingles. But complaints don't just come from workers. Customers claim it sometimes takes too long to get people at the other end of a line, thousands of miles away, to understand what they're talking about or even where they're calling from. That's despite lessons on important locations.
It is the city of Birmingham, which is the second largest city in the United Kingdom.
And clear pronunciation. The annual bill for such training needs to be taken into account when outsourcing is planned. Sending jobs offshore is said to save US companies 80% in labor costs, but it's not that simple. Breaking down language and cultural barriers to communication can add $20,000 to $100,000 a year to costs. And research shows that productivity goes down when control is distant. That can mean a loss in company earnings of 5%. Steve Morrell is principal analyst at Contact Babel and has looked into the efficiency of far-flung call centres.
The Indian contact centres were much more quick to answer the telephone than people in the UK, and they also worked about 6 hours a week longer. However, if you start to look at the performance of the contact centres themselves, it seems that calls answered by an Indian contact centre tend to take longer on average, about a minute longer per call on average, and actually fewer get resolved first time, so that can be quite frustrating for the UK customer.
The rush to outsourcing is not as headlong as it was, largely because problems have become more publicly acknowledged. Dell Computers had to cancel a contract with an Indian call center because so many customers claimed their queries simply weren't understood by operators. For financial institutions, there are other dangers. In the US, for example, a credit card company has ended its deal with a foreign call center because staff were giving misleading information. Eamon Rice of Ernst & Young warns of legal tangles ahead.
I think that we are likely to find ourselves with some form of regulatory failing in an offshore outsourced operation. I think it's almost inevitable that it will happen.
Can you give me an example of what could happen?
Well, we had the very clear example over the past couple of weeks where we had effectively mis-selling, where call center staff were offering unauthorized credit to customers. If the call center staff are incentivized in the wrong way, then perhaps we could see a mis-selling problem.
But entrepreneur Alpesh Patel has invested in an outsourcing firm which hires well-qualified business graduates in India to provide financial research to brokers in London. He believes that outsourcing shouldn't be feared so long as it's seen as an opportunity to improve the way a company does its job.
What happens is we go to a stockbroker. They don't look to replace jobs of brokers. What they do is they say, we'll take on some of your people because we can now do things at a price we can afford which we couldn't do before. Or they'll say, great, this means our brokers don't have to do the kind of grunt work and they can focus on gathering assets, things which simply can't be outsourced, which is meeting and greeting clients and providing a good service.
And in the developing world, it's still a very welcome business. In India, it's estimated that running call centers and developing software for computer companies abroad will grow from $1.3 billion now to over $9 billion in 2010.
Sally Hardcastle reporting, and you can hear the second in our series on outsourcing in 2 days on Wednesday. Well, there's a new internet spreading worm across the World Wide Web. It's known as...